Greetings, lovely listeners. Okay, very cool thing happened during the sixth class of year one mentorship. About a week ago, I had three students I was working with. Class six is all about, you know, what is the psychic faculty? Well, what do you believe it to be? What I believe it to be? And how is it the same or different versus mediumship, right? So we dive into all that, and I take the students, and this is what we did a week ago in class, I take my students through some very gentle, easy exercises, working with pictures, with objects, seeing through my eyes. I get the students to gently lean in through simple exercises to kind of get acquainted with the psychic. And it's fun. It's so fun. We use our bodies. We use the sense of touch and feeling, but blending with me. We talk about how it should feel in the psychic. But something really cool happened, because what I feel we discovered during this class a week ago really is evidence that there is a consciousness not only around us, right? You know, constantly trying to help us, spirit, our loved ones. But there is this consciousness that our minds are not aware of. And I think it's the consciousness of the soul. So you can call it the subconscious, the higher self, whatever. It has a lot of different names, y'all, okay? But what happened a week ago, I think, was absolute proof that our souls are always trying to give our minds helpful guidance, support, tips, encouragement, love. And so I'm going to share with you what happened. It blew my mind. And you know, I kind of had a feeling, there's so much I want to say about this. Okay, so before on a podcast, I talked about how my students and myself, we do these investigations in these old buildings, right? And when we went to a particular building, Jefferson League building on the Strand in Galveston. And before we went into the building, we tuned in to see and pull on the history of the building, right? We didn't know the history of the building, but we all tuned in, and we were just like, what are we going to find out about this building from the 1800s? Some of us pulled on the brothel that was there before a fire burnt it down. Some of us pulled pieces, see, feel, know, you know, on what the building was when it was rebuilt after the fire, which was a place of business, right? Where, you know, on the Strand, right where the docks are, where they would bring in enslaved people, and they would take them to this building and they would sell them off. So it was a place of business, but it was a brothel before it burned down. So half of us picked up on the earlier part of the building's past, and the other half of us picked on the latter part. And I always wondered, like, why do some of us pick up on different things when we psychically read places, or try to see what's on the card the teacher's holding up, or guess what the object means? And if you've done these exercises, you know that it's never the literal. Sometimes we can actually see the literal object, okay? But it's always supposed to be deeper than that. Just like mediumship, we are supposed to get the knowing and the feeling of the object or the place that we're standing in, the object that our partner's holding that we can't see, that we're trying to guess, the card, or finding lost items for our friends that call us and want us to do that. I'm sure some of you listeners have done this before. Missing people, right? It's always supposed to be more than the vision. There's supposed to be a feeling and a knowing, almost like this triangle of every piece we get energetically. And I have officially concluded after last week's exercise, you know, thinking about the Jefferson League building, you know, trying to locate missing objects, doing these exercises myself, trying to guess what my teacher's holding or guess what's behind the closed door, right? Like our psychic showdown stuff, you know, we do. What I have concluded is that we always get and receive information that will help our soul out. I think the end goal is always to help us evolve and move forward. Yes, even when half of us got with that Jefferson League tune in, the brothel before the building burned down, we needed to have some fun. There was relationship stuff we needed to get a message to about. Or, right, when the other half of us tuned into the Jefferson League, you know, after the brothel, when it burned down, it was a business place. We needed to talk about career or business. Our energy was matching or giving us what we were in strife with or what our mind needed to hear. And it makes me think about these psychics that solve missing persons cases. Why is it that we can't solve every single missing person's case out there? I don't think, and how do I want to say this, y'all? I don't know that it's in the cards for us. I don't think that is why we are the way we are. I don't think that's how the energetic grid works. I think that every tune-in we do to a client, to a spirit person, communicating with them, to objects, to places, to paranormal investigations, I think it's all about raising the vibration, positive, evolving energy for us. I think the whole point is that we're supposed to grow and evolve in whatever we get. And I think that you can become aware of that when you open up to deeper than receiving on the images in whatever type of exercise you're doing, psychically, right? And even with your mediumship. But I hope this is making sense. So a week ago, what really locked in this belief for me was this exercise in year one class six I did with three students. I will call them students A, B, and C to make it easy for you to follow, listeners, okay? So the exercise was I was holding up a card, or two cards in this case, that I could see and my three students A, B, and C could not. You know, in the Zoom room, they were supposed to, and I guided them through exactly how to do this with their body, their breath, their focus, their energy, their movement, their tune, and how it should feel. I guided them in seeing, feeling, and knowing what these cards were. Okay. Now, I did not tell them to give me what was on both cards. Okay. Because I was holding two cards up with my right hand with the backs facing my students. They're trying to feel, see, and know what's on them. I didn't tell them to get both. I told them they're just going to pick up on one. Right? And to be honest, I don't even think I told them that. I think I just said, let's see which one you're drawn to. Okay? But I was prepared, listeners, for some of my students to actually pull on both. But that's not what happened. I had student A pick up on the first card, student B pick up on the second card, and student C pick up on the second card, but in a totally different way than how student B did. So let me explain. So the cards I had, or the deck I was using with my students, was Brian Weiss's Past Life deck. It's not published anymore. I'm so glad I snagged it a decade ago when he published it. I think it was with Doreen Virtue, actually. I'd have to look at that. But anyway, it's not out there anymore. But it's a Past Life deck by Brian Weiss, and it's amazing. So the two cards that I'd chosen from the deck, the first card, Card A was imprisonment and slavery. And then on the card, it just said imprisonment and slavery. And there was a picture of one of these medieval, you know, old looking like gallows door. It was this metal door that had bars on it. You could see it opened up to like this stone jail, right, from long ago. So that was the first card. And then the second card was trees. And it's this beautiful green card with this tree that covers, expands and opens up and covers the card. Okay. Now the imprisonment and slavery card was like metal with the bars and then just like this tan stone. That's all that was on the card. Okay, so these are very different cards here. And when I was holding them, I was like, I wonder what my three students A, B, and C are going to pull on. I knew that what they would pull on would probably be, it's a message for them, you see. It's always a message for us. It's always to help us, right? So I figured that, but what I didn't expect was the intelligence that, and the choice that manifested with my students' souls or higher selves that was so clear with this exercise. So I had my three students tune in and I asked student A what they received. Student A said, I see almost like a door and it feels like I just want to open it or get out. Okay. Now, right away, I'm like, okay, she's picking up on imprisonment, slavery, or imprisonment, the imprisonment, prison and slavery card. And I was like, wow. And then I asked student, and so I showed her the card. And she was like, oh my gosh. I said, I know. I said, this is definitely the card you got. And then I went to student B and they said, I didn't get anything dealing with that card. I said, you probably got the card I'm still holding up. And I went ahead and I flipped it. And student B and C gasped. And student B said, oh my gosh, I put roots, tree, growth, peace. And I said, there you go. And then student C said, I was standing in a forest or there were trees around me. And I just felt like, I'm trying to remember exactly what she said. She needed the covering, the comfort, the comfort. It was peace. It was release is what she was getting. And I just thought, okay, so I have a student who's feeling imprisoned. I have a student who's growing and feeling good with this tree card, right? Who's grounded and wanting to create that and doing well. And then I have another student who's needing to take rest and feel, covered and protected in this forest. And I thought, this is amazing. Now, I did push them to get more than the image. By this psychic exercise, we'd already worked a lot with like items and stuff. And the cards is kind of a little deeper step in, right? With the psychic exercises I do with my students. But I had guided them to not just see little snippets, but to know and feel. And that's what the result was. And so when I explained to my students, you just pulled a message for your mind to hear that was from your own soul. And sure, spirit people could have been popping it in too. But for the most part, they were mainly psychic with this. So that means their higher self or soul, their own energy was wanting to give their mind a message. It could be, hey, I know where you're at. Hey, let's do some more of this. Hey, you are strong. Hey, I'm sorry you're feeling trapped or imprisoned at your job. The detail here, the clarity, the message just blew my mind. And I had no doubt at all that these psychic exercises we do, because I always knew we pull on stuff that matches our vibration or things that would help us out in the moment. But I think this really locked it in for me in believing that there's a consciousness around us and within us that is not, we are not aware of all the time, that's connected to our mind, right? We're not thinking about it, may not even be believing in it all the time or that it's there, but I think it's always trying to help us, our own soul and spirit. And this, what happened with these students, A, B, and C, with these two cards, which I hope I made the exercise clear to you listeners, this was secured it in for me that I think that's why we do the turn on with energy. I think that's why we always tap it. It's always meant to help and evolve us. I think that's why, and I don't think we can control it. I think even when we're snatching off of people's auras or we're trying to locate missing items, missing people, I think this is why it doesn't work out sometimes. I don't think it's ever about finding lost items or finding missing people. I think if that happens, I think it's spirit. I think they just tell us. I think when we truly work psychically, I don't think it ends well, because I think the soul is always in a place with its psychic senses of ours to always just want to be in that space of helping us. And that's our mind and where we're at in life. Because the best I've ever gotten with missing items and missing people is descriptions of the place. It's not easy to locate missing people and items. It's not easy. It's really mind-boggling. I can't say much about it because I've only worked on a few of those cases with missing people and missing animals, maybe a handful. But I know that there's a lot I don't know about it. That's what I'm going to say. And that I've been given more proof with my students and myself that when we tune in psychically to places and items and cards and stones and flowers, and we try to read for people, it's always about helping, not necessarily about finding. And that's also why, you know, when you think about trying to locate items and people, missing people and items, a lot of times that session will come back to making that person looking for that item or looking for that person feel better, right? But then again, I don't know too much about that, but what I do know is that when we do these exercises of tuning into cards and stones and places, there's always a message for us in there. And what happened about a week ago blew my mind with the accuracy. And they picked up on what the cards were about, and there was a consciousness, their soul decided which card they were going to tune into based on what that body they were occupying in's mind needed to hear. And it's just amazing. And that's what makes these classes so amazing. My mentorship classes, we do crazy cool stuff like this. And we kind of leave with our jaws, you know, just dropped. And it's like, oh, that's amazing. And that's what we do. I aim to have these really cool experiences with all my classes. And so I wanted to share that with you listeners. I hope I made it clear what happened. And if I didn't, email me at jenniferfezio@gmail.com and I will fill you in if you have any questions about this. My Tuesday night mentorship class is full. I have one spot for beginners on Sunday morning, and I actually have four spots open for Thursday mornings. Things may shift a little bit. I'm not sure. I may open up another spot and shift some of these students around to open up more. But first class starts end of January, so we're getting close. We're about a month out. If you're interested, please email me, okay, at jenniferfezio@gmail.com. Much love, and have a wonderful holiday season. I hope you are. All right, talk to you soon.